hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Bill the Producer, Jimmy the Bubble Boy. Hanging over from the world of boating today, Captain Patrick has been nice enough to
hang. I believe the proper term is hungover from the world of boating.
Yes, true. So he's going to fit in quite well, at least for a short period of time, as long as he's willing to hang. Because, we got a lot to discuss today. Because I really don't have any guests scheduled for today's show because I've been focused on other things. I've kind of been hunkered down being an artiste this week, channeling my creativity.
That explains the beret, but not the
True.
Bikini.
I am an art form, Bill. This is... this is like live art.
I understand.
Yeah,
performance art. It's very, it's very hip. It's very happening.
So anyway, I'm going to lean on some of my friends, and we're going to talk about stuff today, and open up the phone lines at 888-88-SCUBA.
Are you going to try with a little help from your friends?
He's going to.
That's
get
pretty
by.
Funny. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, DEMA is coming up here in just about a month in Orlando, where we're based out of, by the way. And the big awards banquet, the DEMA Awards Show, let's say our buddy Stuart Cove's going to get a Reaching Out Award at this event. They have a Beatles tribute band playing. And so we are doing our little opening ceremony for the DEMA show each morning with a Beatlesque theme. Now, we've been talking about this last few weeks. You know, I might be Paul, Ringo, Sergeant Pepper,
Fat Bastard,
Austin Power, you know, the whole thing, that whole Beatlesque.
Because once again, you're going to insist that the Beatles and Austin Powers are one and the same.
Yeah, baby, yeah. And so, anyway, you know, we got the Scuba Cowboy is going to be there with us, as well as our mermaids and everything you'd see in an octopus's garden. And that's kind of what we're going to present. But one of the things that we're looking to do is actually create some songs that have a Beatle, Beatles parody of one of their famous tunes and tie it into scuba diving. So we're opening
up. I mean, how many hits did they have? Like 200, 300?
1,000? Yeah, there's
a
few.
They have a tiny catalog.
Yeah.
So we're only going to suggest Beatles songs. So that's a good idea.
But going back to the creativity part, I've just done some home studio upgrades where I've been doing some music production. And hey, I'm no scuba cowboy, granted. However, I got some new toys that allow me to sing anything.
I've got auto-tune.
That's right. I got this plug-in, this auto-tune plug-in. I can basically sing anything I want. And I'll sound just like Britney Spears. So, you know, we got that going for us.
Yes. Yes, you do.
And so now all I need is to be inspired to do a song for the DEMA show. So basically we want to take some Beatles songs, popular Beatles songs, and tie them into diving somehow and write a little, a Beatlesque diving theme song live at the DEMA show.
So
that is the idea.
I'm having a little trouble wrapping my head around this. Do you have any examples of Beatles songs that you might want to do this with?
Yeah, sure. Okay, so I got one. Dive, dive, dive. Dun, 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 dun.
All you need is dive.
Yes. All you need to do is dive.
All you need is dive. All you need is dive. All right, how about dive with a little help from my friends?
I get. Let's see.
How about
a little, how's it go?
With a little kelp from my friends.
Oh!
Little kelp. Ah,
even about, better.
That's not that,
all
that's
my
not,
diving.
All my.
All my diving.
All you need is air.
I like that.
All you need is air. What if it's nitrox?
That doesn't rhyme.
Oh, that's good.
Look, you asked me to stay over from the other show. All right, this is the best you're going to get.
No, I like it. All you need is air. That's a good one.
Back on a BCD.
Ah, that's nice. Back in the USSR.
Right. Give me a little bit of that one.
No.
Back. What?
Back in the BCD.
How do you get in the back of a BCD?
Look, you just asked for titles. You didn't tell me I had to sing.
Well, no, we have to develop these a little bit, the good ones.
Getting wetter all the time.
Ooh, it's getting wetter all the time. I like that. That's pretty good. Right?
Dive together.
Take a note. Huh?
Ooh.
Can't dive together. Right now.
Come with me.
All over me.
What?
I'm fixing a hole where my air leaks out.
Personally, my favorite is...
Are we getting all these?
Yes.
See, this is good. Now, if you have some, feel free to chime in, 888-88-SCUBA. We will give you absolutely no credit whatsoever if we take your idea and turn it into a song.
Here's my favorite. The continuing story of Scuba Low Bill.
That's not bad. Yeah, you know, and actually, Bill, you could be the Ringo. Maybe I could have you come in and do some of these. Because we can auto-tune Bill, too.
No, his timing is too impeccable.
We shouldn't auto-tune him, because he'll have that kind of Ringo, I can't sing kind of vibe.
How about Dig a Diver?
What?
Dig a Diver?
Dig a Pony?
Dig a Pony. What? I don't know
Do you know the Beatles at all?
No, give me, you got to sing
Actually, my favorite one of his suggestions so far has been a song that's not a Beatles song.
Oh, yeah. Live and let dive.
Please don't do that. That's Wings.
Why?
What? Let me tell you what will happen.
What?
John will leave. George will cry, and Ringo will sit behind the drums going, "Hey, man, what happened, man? I don't get it, man."
Well, you know, they could have a... We could break out into some of their solo hits if we want.
Why?
The
Beatles have 300 solid hit songs.
Did I not tell you I might go as Austin Powers? Are you not listening? My God, what is wrong with these people?
You want one that you could actually sing, right? Like right now.
I can sing anything.
Okay. Eight dives a week.
Eight dives a week. I love
diving. I love diving.
Yeah.
Eight dives a week. But you have to stretch out that love.
Well, you got to rhyme. I love you. You got to rhyme you. Diving in you.
Oh, I could rhyme you.
Let's how about lovely diva, a mermaid?
Okay, moving on.
Wait, do you know that's a lovely, how's the real one go?
Lovely Rita, meter maid.
Meter. Oh, there's something there. Write that one down. That's a good one. Because we're going to have our mermaid. Maybe we'll have them sing a tune as well. I don't know which one sounds the most like one of the Beatles, but it'd probably be Kelly.
Kelly sounds the most like Yoko.
Oh, beautiful.
How about good diving? Good morning.
Okay. Good diving.
Happiness.
Good diving. Yeah.
And instead of farm animal sounds, you could put in like whales and, well, I guess pigs too, because the diving pigs, right?
Yeah, but none of the mermaids would work for that.
Happiness is a full dive tank.
Ooh.
Oh, that's not bad. Yeah, well, let's see. You got to give me some of the originals here.
That's Happiness is a Warm Gun.
Right. But it was hum a couple bars of it, Patrick. Just give me a little bit of this. Let's work this magic. You know, this is the process. We're actually giving people a kind of like a glimpse behind the curtain of what goes
creativity. Nobody wants to see
Happiness
that.
They're not. They're just listening.
Is a full lung.
That's
no.
A full lung?
A full lung.
Maybe a free diving thing, maybe.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, just so you know, the FCC has been shut down because of the...
Yay!
So, I can start my Tourette's
don't
now.
You worry. Yeah. Don't you worry about a damn thing.
They have not. Is it really? Were they shut down?
No.
Yeah.
Are they in any way necessary?
Well, I'm sure they have a recorder going somewhere. They'll play it back later
when
they get in the office.
Yeah, and then they'll call up and say, hey, I got one!
Instead of help, take on yours. Kelp.
Yeah.
Kelp.
I need some bun.
You help. Need what?
I need some buns. What?
I need somebody.
I was writing.
All right. Obviously, we need help with this. Literally. Okay. All right. Well, we're going to work on some of these. And,
If you have a suggestion, call
888-88-SCUBA. Do it right now. Who knows? If we get a good suggestion, we actually use it. Maybe we'll compensate them with something nice out of the prize stash. We'll see.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
The dive pros at the DEMA show know, and now you do too. Dominica's Fort Young Hotel is offering a DEMA dive show getaway. 5 days of diving, marine park fees, daily full breakfast, transfers, $50 resort credit, and 7 nights at the luxurious Fort Young Hotel for as low as $1,063. From whales to waterfalls, Dominica has it all. A diver's paradise even non-divers will appreciate when staying at the Fort Young Hotel. Go to FortYoungHotel.com and book your DEMA dive getaway to Dominica now. That's FortYoungHotel.com.
Light and Motion, leading the industry in high-powered LED lighting and underwater video systems year after year. Light and Motion, consistently ranking at the top of the innovative technology spectrum. Light and Motion, 100% built in the USA in a historic warehouse on Cannery Row since 1989. Light and Motion, tomorrow's technology today. Light and Motion, look for the name the pros trust in a dive center near you. Light and Motion, on the web at lightandmotion.com.
Infotainment.
We're lost children of the sea.
Yes. You know, we're asking for your input today because we're preparing for the DEMA show. This is the largest diving event in the world, by the way. Every year, we bring all these divers together. We talk shop, you know, and Scuba Radio is contracted to warm up the crowd every morning. We had a Beatles theme this year, so I'm talking about actually doing some Beatles parody songs and performing them at the show. Now, we will cover this on the radio as well, And we might give you credit. You never know. Yeah, 888-88-SCUBA. If you have any suggestions of a Beatles song that we could turn into a dive theme song or parody of a Beatles song, we'd like you to share accordingly with us today.
A Day in the Dive.
A Day in the Dive. I kind of like that, but that's just the title.
Dive in the Life.
A Day in the Life. Maybe. Maybe. Well, let's see. We got Jerry's dialed up 888-88-SCUBA. Jerry, what do you got?
Well, we got A Hard Day's Night.
We got a hard... Which is... Yeah, okay.
A Hard Day's Dive.
Is that what you're thinking?
Dive Tripper for Day Tripper.
Oh, Dive Tripper. Let's see. Well, how's that one go again? Dive Tripper.
Y'all need some moonshine to go with this now.
That's right. It sounds like he has been channeling some inspiration from some moonshine there in the mountains. where our buddy Jerry is from. Understood. Okay, so you got any more? Or that's two great ones. I like those.
We can dive it. We can dive it out.
We can dive it out from. We can work it out. That's awesome.
Sure. Let's see what else we got. I hate the Beatles, and I absolutely know these songs.
You got it. You got it. You're thinking on your feet or on your fins. It's kind of tough when you're on the spot.
Yeah.
Come
together, dive together.
Yeah. We came up with that one before, so that's a good one. I love
job,
all
Jerry.
Those.
Thank you very much. That's awesome.
Yeah. And by the way, Jerry, have you been doing any diving lately, or what? What have you been up to there in the mountains?
Well, we slowed down, so got a few dive master classes I got to get to, and trying to keep everything organized and getting ready for winter.
Yeah, was it moonshine season, or is that?
Yeah,
I was going to say. Yeah,
I believe moonshine's always in season.
No,
per se.
No. No, when the leaves fall, then they can't brew because they're too exposed.
Oh, they may see
that's
the
right.
Still. I understand.
Right, right,
that's
Jerry.
Right.
That's right. So you, the leaves are starting to fall now. Where you're at, I guess. So you just got a couple more
weeks.
Yeah,
they're starting
left.
To turn.
Yeah. So, you know, once the leaves fall, the snow falls, you can't brew moonshine. You can't dive there. So you either got to travel or drink your moonshine and listen to Scuba Radio. So is that kind of the mood you're into right now, I guess, or what?
We do D, all the above.
Yes. All right. Well, are you coming to the DEMA show in Orlando this
year? Yes, I will be there,
and
I might bring you a present or two.
All right. That's what I'm talking about. All right, Jerry. I want you to work up a version of Rocky Raccoon and make some dive lyrics to it. I think you got the delivery I'm looking for this type of song. You hear what I'm saying?
We'll work on it.
Okay. Very good.
Jerry, when you're looking at my prize, I wear a size large moonshine jug.
Yeah. He has good stuff.
And try to start with like Rocky Lagoon.
Oh, Rocky Lagoon
maybe.
Good.
That could be it.
That's good.
That could be it.
We got some more good ones we've gotten off the air too.
Yeah, okay.
I
like
saw
what?
Her diving there.
Oh,
I saw
good.
Her diving there.
Mhm. I don't really like old formal Beatles. I like more of the long-haired Beatles. Though, you know what I'm saying? I'd rather go.
There's just no pleasing you, is there?
Yeah. I'm just saying, you know, I mean, we could do those old style ones, but I think we could have more fun.
We were literally 3 feet from you working through this during the break, and you had every opportunity to say, look, I really want to focus on long-haired Beatles stuff. Don't give me the short-haired mop-top guys.
Dive,
well,
dive, me do. You know.
No. It's dive, dive, we do.
Dive, dive,
we do. We do.
You know I dive, too.
Yeah.
So please dive me do.
Dive me do?
I think it sounds dirtier.
No,
dive with me too. Yeah, dive with me too.
Dive with me too. Maybe.
You know what I want to be?
What do you want to be?
A paperback writer. Or a technical diver. Same number of syllables.
Yeah, maybe.
I'll follow the fun.
I'll follow the fun.
Dear I'll follow
sir
the fun.
Madam, will
which
you
one?
Take a look?
Although he's taking out sun to replace it with fun.
Hey,
now wait! I follow
no
the
skin cancer. I'm
okay.
Saving lives, Bill.
So it'd be a upbeat one. Yeah. Okay.
Well, long maybe. And winding dive.
The long and winding
dive.
The dives don't
that
wind.
That leads.
Do you know
back
anything about writing song lyrics?
Boat.
Do you
no.
think every song in the world that's ever been written actually makes literary sense?
I have to be inspired. This is artist.
You're inspiring
type
me right
of
now.
Stuff we're doing right here.
Yo,
magical
you are
diving
possibly
tour.
Possibly autistic.
It could be.
Magical diving tour.
Okay, sing a line or two. Give
Bill,
me
go
give
ahead.
Me more. What is it, Pat, you, Patrick? You can you got to sell these.
It's the
you're in the pitch room right
I,
now, buddy.
I prefer neither the mop tops or the long haired Beatles.
So what do you prefer?
He prefers the Beatles that are the Stones.
Led Zeppelin, right?
Yeah. No.
Who?
No, we're not doing the Who. We're doing the Beatles.
If CJ was here, it'd be Van Halen and Diver Down.
How about Bubble D, Bubble Da?
Bubble dee, bubble da, life goes on, ya la la, how the life
diving
goes
beneath
on.
The waves.
No, I'm not feeling that one. Keep going. I do like where you guys are
dive
coming
dive man
from.
For tax man.
Dive man. Yeah, that might work. That could be
a possibility. Like Dive Man, but you don't like Bubble D, Bubble Da?
I don't even know what that means.
It's Obla D, Obla Da.
I know, but it's like, yeah, maybe. I'm trying to think.
Didn't you ever see that TV show with Corky?
You know what you're not doing? You're not negotiating with us.
Yellow Submarine. We already have one for Yellow Submarine. We already have one for Octopus's Garden.
Yellow Submarine because Yellow Submarine already exists as a song, too. But go on.
I am the Walrus.
We already have one.
We have Octopus's Garden as well. Yep. So maybe we can play that and give people an
idea. I am the Diver instead of I am the Walrus.
Cuckoo Ka-Choo.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, yeah. See, I don't know, when you're just saying the title sometimes, Patrick, you got to sing a line or two.
I'm not singing. We've been doing this for 15 minutes. What part of this do you not understand? I'm not singing.
Well, that's, you know, you have to connect these dots. Yeah, you know, when you throw out the line, it's one thing.
Well, give
but
me your
you
iPad, and I'm going to take this magic marker, and I'm going to connect the dots on your iPad.
No. I just know that even we can auto-tune you, Patrick. Don't be shy.
Yeah, we're not going to do it
right now. You can't.
How about Let It Pee?
Oh.
We have the winner, ladies and gentlemen.
There will be a wetsuit, Let It Pee.
Wow, it's like he's a radio professional. He timed that right to the break. Nice job hitting the post.
Yes. All right, we got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close.
Give me the bubble boy. Funny once in the first half hour.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
First radio show devoted to diving. James is dialed up 888-88. Scuba James, you're on Scuba Radio. Welcome. How are you, buddy?
Hey.
So what's up? Do you got a Beatles song for us, too, or a suggestion that we can make into a dive Beatles song?
I got several of them. I pulled up a list of all the Beatles songs on off of Wikipedia and put it in a spreadsheet and started putting alternate titles next to it in another row.
Okay, so he's actually done serious research, so these should be stellar. These should be the best suggestions
ever. All right, now keep in mind, we cannot go with old Mop Top. We have to go with long-haired Beatles only. So that's going to cross some off your list, I'm sure, because we have some good ones.
You guys will be the judge of which ones those are. I'm not as good at that.
Okay, well, start singing. Let's hear it. What do you got?
Okay, All You Need Is Love becomes All You Need Is Water.
All You Need Is Water. Dun, 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 dun. Okay, maybe.
Go ahead. Back in the USSR becomes Back in the Water.
Back in the Water. I'm starting to see a trend here.
Yeah.
Okay.
How about Carry That Weight becomes Carry That Weight Belt?
Okay.
A little bit of a problem with the number of syllables, but
I would have gone with water on that one.
I'm starting to think your computer has a virus, but go ahead. What
come
else?
Come and get it. Come and dive it.
Come and get it. I thought that was Demi Lovato.
It's listed as a Beatles song.
Okay. Come and get it. All right. Yeah. Well, what else? What else you got?
Come Together becomes Dive Together.
Yeah, we had that one. I like that. I think that's going to be a winner right there.
Day in the life becomes a day in the water.
Okay. All right. Should have had that one first. All right. Go ahead.
Day's night becomes a hard day's dive.
A hard day's dive. But diving's not hard. We don't want to send that, spread that misconception.
Okay,
diving's
easy. A great day's dive. How would that be?
A great day's dive. Okay, maybe. All right. Now I can feel that. I feel that.
I saw her standing there. I saw her swimming there. Or diving there. Take your pick.
I saw her swimming there.
He was so busy making this spreadsheet, he didn't listen to the last segment. Go on.
Well, that's okay. One more. Go ahead.
Yeah, you got to sing it. You got to sing it, James.
You don't want me to sing it.
Swimming there.
Really? We don't? One more. What do you got, James? Silence. Okay, I like that one.
That's Simon and Garfunkel.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Radio.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, divers consumer tip number 123. Many know that orcas are considered the wolves of the sea. Lesser known is those bloodthirsty sharks are sometimes considered the vampires of the sea. And a war is coming. Twilight, Undersea Bloodbath. Coming soon to a theater near you in IMAX 3D. Scuba Radio is not yet rated. So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And in the studio, we have Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. Looks like you're happy to be here, Nick.
I am. How could you tell?
You're smiling.
You're right. And the smiling was a signal.
I get the feeling. You're signaling our topic for the day.
You ever notice how many signals are out there to help us through our day?
Not really.
Think about it. Everywhere you look, there are signals. Some subtle. Some not, to help communicate what's going on around you. Street signs, traffic lights, calendar alarms. There are tons of them incorporated into our everyday lives, and they've all become really important to us.
Kinda like signaling devices are important to divers?
Saw it coming, huh?
We'll call it one of those not-so-subtle signals.
Well, I appreciate you going into it just the same. Yes, signaling devices are an extremely important aspect of diving, and divers really need to know why as well as what their options are.
Let's start with the why.
Signaling devices are important because they serve a variety of purposes. They allow divers to communicate up close and at a distance, both on the surface and at depth.
All at the same time?
Wise guy. No, it's not likely you'll be doing all of these all at once. But having the proper signaling devices close at hand will allow you to be able to communicate in most situations.
What kind of signaling devices are available?
Well, I'd have to say the visual markers are the front runners when it comes to common usage. Dive lights and tank markers are standard gear on night dives or dives with low visibility. They provide an easy way to keep an eye on your buddy's position or to ensure that you don't lose the group. Attaching a marker to the anchor or a scent line can also be helpful in finding your way back at the end of a dive.
Being in Florida, there's a lot of diving done from shore and private boats. Because of it, I see a lot of floats, flags, and buoys.
All of those are familiar sights, and each serves an important purpose. They indicate the presence of divers below, so other boats and water sports enthusiasts know to watch out for them.
What about visual markers for emergency use?
There are a lot of BCDs out there with signaling mirrors in their pockets, and safety sausages are increasingly considered standard safety gear.
Well, they're not just useful in emergency situations. I know a lot of divers who use safety sausages as buoy markers, drift dive markers, and even secondary lift bags.
They are really pretty versatile.
All of these items are considered visual signaling devices. What other kinds are there?
Probably the next most popular items are the sound-based signaling devices.
You mean like the whistle we're taught to carry from day one?
Exactly. It can be something as simple as that. Or other options that may be integrated into your equipment. There are a number of options out there, and more appear every year.
I'd say there's one more category that I'd like to call the high-tech category. What do you think?
For those of you who want to carry them, yes, there are more and more high-tech options available. Many of these work on frequencies by which the diver transmits signals back to the boat for easy tracking. The first GPS-based two-way radio is even available now. These devices tend to be much more expensive, but it's exciting to see the technology develop.
You weren't kidding when you were saying there are a lot of options.
There are a lot of options, but they all have one thing in common. They allow divers to communicate what's going on with them. They can alert other divers to the diver's position, or they can signal distress and trigger assistance. They can help you navigate or simply keep track of a buddy. Because of the many functions they serve, the importance of signaling devices can't be denied.
Whether you like to be seen or heard, don't be shy when it comes to diving signaling devices. Choose the option that works for you and make sure your message is heard. Do that and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
All right, we are back in the studio. We are trying to come up with Beatles songs that have a diving, or we're going to make a diving parody song out of a famous Beatles song for the Dima show.
But there's no we. You. You are making a parody song.
Look, the Beatles are made up of four people. We have four people in the studio.
The Beatles are made up of three. Really.
The Beatles were really Lennon, McCartney, and they let George do something every once in a while, and then Ringo standing in the back going,
oh, curse you.
One, two, three.
Come on, George Harrison. Are you kidding me?
One, two.
He's a school bus driver's son.
What? Yeah, but so what's your point? What's the problem? Do you want to be Ringo? Is that what you're saying? Or are you feeling like
the
peep best?
He wants to be Brian Epstein.
No. No.
He wants to be Pete Best.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
He wants to be Stu Sutcliffe.
He wants out. Is that what you're saying? You want out? No, you have more. Go ahead and share.
Spectre.
Please share.
She came in through the dive boat window.
Ooh, I like
that. The dive boat window. Hmm. Okay, like in an accident? Because that wouldn't be good.
Okay, she went out.
Yes, a giant stride through the dive boat window.
Yeah.
She went out through the bathroom.
Yeah, she went out through. How's that? Does that make you happy?
Oh, my God. Funny.
Yeah, maybe.
Because they don't have
maybe work that one.
They don't have a bathroom on a boat.
Maybe work it into a wreck dive scenario.
That's monkeys.
What?
Head monkeys.
Yeah,
by the way, a movie written by Jack Nicholson.
Okay.
True story.
You've got to dive your blues away.
Got to dive your blues away. Which Beatles song is that? Which one are we doing there? You got to dive your blues away?
Yeah.
Help me out. Which Beatles song is that?
I got to pull it back up. I got to go alphabetically.
You can't even remember either?
It's something your blues away, though. It's drive.
You got to send your love away or something.
Yeah. I'm thinking we just do maybe we need to do a parody from the White Album and do like number nine, dive number nine, dive number nine, dive number nine, dive number nine, and just keep doing that over and over.
Diving day for yesterday.
Diving day, love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, diving day came suddenly.
we gotta work on that one just a little bit, but I like, you know, that's how you sell an idea, Patrick. Take it from Bill, the producer.
I'm not
right
taking
there.
Anything from Bill. He doesn't have any pants on.
Wow. Diving day. Yes, Bill, sounds kind of...
gray. Gray, say gray.
It's gray.
Okay.
Can't buy me air.
Can't buy me hair. Can't buy me hair.
Wow, it's like James Brown met
Tom
Elvis.
Jones. Wow, yeah. That's pretty good. I can't buy my air. And maybe tie it into with the economy because the guy's out of work and
because
he works no
now
money.
It's becoming a Springsteen song.
He can't afford his heir. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of the 60s, 70s. It's political, so we could get
so
into that.
So how would Bruce Springsteen introduce the song, Can't Buy My Heir?
I went down to the dive shop and I couldn't get my tank filled. So,
yeah,
here tonight in concert, let me introduce to you the greatest band in the world.
Kiss! No, that's... what? What's wrong with you? Makes no sense. Okay.
So
stay focused.
Forest.
We're a diving show talking about Beatles
You're
songs.
You're the one who started talking
we can
about
turn
the
into Beatles. I'm just saying. We actually have some diving news and information to share today,
that
too.
That seems unlikely.
It is. No, we're going to get to it.
No,
I swear.
This was much more fun.
Yeah, well, it is. It's always fun to kind of brainstorm on stuff like
so
this.
Did you get anything more?
Did we miss any?
Oh, I'm done. Because, listen. You know what they
Black turd swinging in the dead of night.
Wait, did he say mustard?
Black turd.
He said black turd.
Black turd dive.
What the hell?
Black
okay, just stop. Just stop. Just stop. We can't do that.
This would work a lot better if we were using Kiss songs.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Oh,
boy. Okay.
Rock and dive all night? Huh?
No.
Detroit Dive City.
Ooh.
You can't dive in Detroit. That water's disgusting.
Come on.
See, this is
dive.
This is the kind of conversation you can have in the tiki bar after your day of diving and you've pretty much exhausted.
No, this is the conversation you have when you found those 80 those 80 bales of pot washed up in Santa Cruz.
Hey, dude, wouldn't it be cool if we were like the Beatles, man, and we were divers, man? And
hey, why don't you just do parodies of Van Halen's Diver Down album?
We don't have to change a word, do we? Good thinking, Patrick.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact K7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Are y'all ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain!
I can't hear you!
Aye, aye, Captain!
I like to be under the sea and listen to Scuba Radio.
I don't think the outfit worked.
And listen to Scuba Radio.
And I don't think you did pull off the song.
I said, and listen to Scuba Radio.
My advice would be, if you want to pursue a career in the music business, don't.
But I got auto-tune, so we could do that
one. Get better.
Yeah.
Just going to get better from here.
Not really, but yeah, at least it'll be in tune.
Welcome to 2003.
What?
Isn't there a Beatles song, Keeps Getting Better? Keeps Getting Wetter.
Well, I think, didn't you do that one?
Yeah.
Yeah. I probably wrote it down.
It's Getting Wetter all the time.
Yeah. It's Getting Wetter all the time.
Yeah.
All you need is pee. Is that your...
Let it pee.
Let it pee.
Let it pee.
Yeah.
Or all you need is pee.
Let it pee. Okay, that's enough, Bill. Really.
Let it pee.
That's enough. That's. We already got that one covered in Octopus's Garden. I like to pee. Under the sea. So we don't really want to go.
Oh, yeah.
You know, okay. With the flow, literally.
Oh!
All right. Have we exhausted this as much?
I'm exhausted.
actually, I think Jim.
Bubble Boy?
Bubble Boy had a good one during the break. He had Dive My Chart. Baby, you can dive my chart.
You can dive
baby,
my what?
Instead of drive my car, it's dive my chart.
Baby, dive, you my can chart?
Dive my chart.
What is a dive chart?
What is a dive chart? What the hell's a dive chart? Please, Patrick, what's a dive chart?
I stopped paying attention 10 minutes ago.
He hasn't got to that module yet.
Baby, you can dive my chart? dive chart? No. I'm not feeling that one.
Diving here forever instead of Strawberry Fields forever. That way we can get into part about you died when you played the song backwards.
What do you mean?
And Bill buried you.
But I am the walrus.
I'll bury you, Greg. I am the Eggman. Cuckoo ca-choo.
Yes. Eggman. Dive man. Okay. Well, then, you know, we will have to do some backward masking for sure. But that might be in the Revolution Number 9 thing or something. I don't know. We'll come up with something. But great ideas. I don't know. I hear, let's see, on Facebook, Roz from the UK. I mean, she has kind of roots to the Beatles. She's going to join us in hour two. And
she's dated two of them.
Has she?
Well, actually a roadie.
That's close enough.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, and probably gave her some ideas, inspired her. So not maybe we'll give her an opportunity to share some stuff. But we got a couple other little tidbits we need to get out today. You know, GoPro, we're giving away that GoPro underwater video system at scubaradio.com right now. Includes a light motion video light, a Polar Pro red and macro filter, combo filter, and of course a GoPro Black Edition camera. Now, it just so happens this week, GoPro released the GoPro 3 Plus Black Edition. Did you see that, Bill?
Who do you think they are? Apple?
Now blacker.
And smaller.
Yeah, it is. Smaller. It's like 30% smaller and lighter.
Because they were so uncomfortably large in the past.
Yeah. You know, I guess that was my thing. I was like, gosh, I can't read the markings on my camera as it is now.
They're going into their three molecules across.
You're going to need a microscope to start reading
contact lens.
The stuff on it. But you know, the cool part is that it allows, you know, for you to be more streamlined. We have that OctoMask
right.
that has the GoPro mount at the top of your dive mask. And maybe this Hero 3 Plus will be a great option for that because then it'll be smaller and that kind of thing.
I like their upcoming fingernail model, except for the fact that I may not always want to know where my hands have been.
Well, you're not alone in that sentiment.
In that sentiment?
Yes.
That was actually really good.
Thank you.
Wow. Things are getting kind of muddy here.
Murky.
But yeah, the Hero 3 Plus is out now. And it shoots wider, too. It has like a super wide mode, which I'm like, my God, these things already shoot wide enough as it is.
Well, it's finally, you'll be able to get all of me into a single shot instead of having to take panoramic views of me.
I'll believe it when I see it. But it is smaller. $399 is what it's selling for right now.
Not
some deals
shabby.
You can get out online, I think, include like you know, an SD card or a micro SD card, 32, when you get that bonus for free or something like
but
that.
But you're giving one of these away.
No.
I've been
not
asking
one
you for one of these no, for we, 3 years. Three
well,
years I've been asking.
It just came out this week. You haven't been asking for this one. I
even went to the show with you. And you're like, yeah, Patrick, don't worry. I'm going to get you hooked up, man. I got you covered.
No, we...
Just be patient.
We're using one right now. We're filming the
Is that mine?
Show. No. But you're being filmed with one, and you should feel honored.
It's not...
hold on. This is kind of like the way Greg's a boater on the other show.
What do you mean?
Here, you are a camera owner because you're being viewed by the camera.
I rest my case. Thank you for making it, Bill.
May you rest in peace.
I do what I can. I will pop it around, Greg.
Yeah. So, anyway, the new GoPro camera looks pretty cool. I will say, though, I thought they were coming out with a few more upgrades. I mean, this...
Well, once again, it'll be great at DEMA to see their display because they always have a pretty spectacular display.
Yeah. And, I mean, this thing, what they did, there were a few things. Like, it shoots with 4K resolution, which the GoPro Hero 3 Black Edition does now. And there was rumors that this new one was going to come out and actually shoot even at a faster frame rate. But I guess it doesn't do that. So then what they did, they went smaller and lighter.
Did they just
accidentally
leave one in a dryer in somebody's pants pocket and they put it in the dryer and it just shrunk and they said, look, it still works, and now they're selling it?
You know, that could be. That could have been the inspiration. I don't know. But, yeah, you know, the thing that is a little frustrating for a aspiring videographer like myself is that this stuff keeps coming out, you know, every few months and you have to upgrade and upgrade and upgrade. Where does it end?
With me having one of your old ones. Right over here, Greg.
How much money you got, Patrick? We can make a deal. All right, hour two of Scuba Radio is on deck. We'll take more Beatles song parody suggestions at 888-88-SCUBA, and we got a lot more diving news and information to share with you as well. So stick around. It's all coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
East little snail, you know how to whale here. That's why it's hot, 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 hot. You watch out, yeah, we look here. Now we can fuck you under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.